nominating. We can start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic. Which is one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough's express long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise that adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each case, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Burzall?
Here.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Dillard?
Present.
Lamy?
Here.
Lexi?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on call. All right, first up, again, remarks from the audience. If there's anybody in the audience who'd like to be heard, just please state your name and your address, and you've got 3 minutes to address the governing body. Would anyone be here tonight?
Murphy Anderson, 8 Center Street.
Hi, Murphy.
Who's got the 3 minute timer? One of these three things is true regarding 8 Center Street. Either the council is willfully ignorant, the borough administration and legal counsel keep them in the dark, or lastly, they truly don't care one iota about the people living and suffering in their town. Suffering due to the borough's actions, followed by their inaction and refusal to accept responsibility. In response to former Councilman John Schwartz's mischaracterizations of the borough and of their offer to help, I read you from our blog, "The council's veiled threats or we'll just throw you out of our home" is the title. After filming council workshop meeting October 10, 2019, I was approached by a fellow seat writer and council member, John Schwartz. Up until this day, I had never met or spoken with Mr. Schwartz. I changed as we rode together in the elevator. He introduced himself to say that he was glad to have the opportunity to speak with me alone. For a moment, that part of me that always believes the good of others thought to give him a chance, he seemed sincere. After the prerequisite niceties, I was able to boil his point of view regarding 8 Center Street down to the following, and I paraphrase statements that we got screwed by the builder, we got screwed by the engineering firm, we got screwed by the town, we got screwed by all the lawyers. T&M told him it would only cost $70,000 to repair our house, later $135,000. They did not tell him that of the three contractors they had provided bids, the one they chose was 50% less than the other two more qualified bidders. The town is completely unwilling to pay for the repairs themselves. The town is completely unwilling to compensate us for damages they caused us. The council and the borough feel no responsibility towards us. They feel that they're on the legal high ground and that any action they take is a favor to us. They feel no moral responsibility, at least any that would expose them financially. We should take anything they offer us and move on with our lives. We should move out of Seabrook. We, the council and administration, have privately discussed throwing you out of your home since you don't have a CO, certificate of occupancy, and that we would just fix it as we see fit. He ended with, "I'm on the council, so the end of my term, I'd like to help you." Sounds good. He then went on to relate a story about his father, who was intent to help guide us from our foolishness, telling me how his father would spend a small fortune to prove a penny point. I responded that some injustices are so egregious, so outrageous, that you have to stand up and fight for what is right, even if it means martyrdom. A sensibility fell on his definitely mind ears. Where are we at?
31 seconds, sir.
31 seconds. So, Mr. Schwartz and the council, just keep conspiring to remove us from our home as you take another shot. Destroying our lives wasn't enough. Take another bite at the apple. The fact that the borough attorney is not present became enraged with our questioning of funds to repair our house. The fact that he nearly boiled over when we asked him where the funds would be kept speaks volumes about what's going on here. What you guys are not being told. The contract they sent us is crossed out. The contract they sent us crossed out in blue. They tell you that, guys. I know.
All right, thanks, Murphy. Thanks. Any questions for tonight? Anybody online?
No, ma'am.
All right, hearing no one else, we will move on to our consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this meeting's consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Jack. Councilmember Bergdahl?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillen?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Alexi?
Yes.
All right, consent agenda's been approved. We're on to a new business. Vouchers in the amount of $421,225.56. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this vouchers?
I make a motion.
Second.
All right, thanks, guys. Councilmember Bergdahl?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillen?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Alexi?
Yes.
All right, the voucher list has been approved. Just a quick announcement, the Borough Council is in receipt of the 2020 municipal audit. All right, we are already on to Mayor and Council Committee comments, and then after that, we will basically break out for an executive session, and that will be the end of the public meeting. So with that said, if anybody in Council would like to speak, or any other things?
Mayor? Public relations, just a few mentions. A few of us, Kevin and Jack, and I walked the town with DOT to look at the crosswalks from Monmouth Beach up to pretty much the North Beach. Shrewsbury Ave was about the end, anyway. And that project is funded by DOT and being evaluated, and basically they told me that it would take 2 to 3 years, but we gave them a lot of comments and feedback of what we saw when we walked, and they will add that back into the binders and then share that with us and come and talk to us about it. So that's good news that they're going to do some improvements on all the crosswalks in our town.
Specifically, that one was for the mid-blocks.
They said mid-blocks, but half of them were not mid-blocks, so they need to go back to the drawing board. There's going to be a lot of changes in that document. But all in all, I think it's goodness that New Jersey wants to be the premier safety crosswalk representation in the country, so we're part of that.
Other than that project. That's great, Jeff. Thanks for hearing that.
Mayor?
Yes, sir, it's Jack.
Just also on safety, I talked to the police chief and to Jim McHugh about using the electronic signboards to, I bring up that specifically because for the state highway, there are some restrictions on the signage, how you do it and all that. But the electronic signboards would put up a message to alert motorists and pedestrians, if you will, to the high number of bike riders that are now going through Seabright. And just kind of hoping with that signage, we can get a little more awareness on people consciousness. They think about in the town this bike, high use biking. Because I mean, most of the people come through Seabright, they have no view, no opinion, no feeling, no anything about bike riding. So I hope this helps a little bit. Thank you.
I hope so, Dan. I think it's just a dangerous stretch, especially downtown, right by the Rumson Bridge in particular. It gets so narrow there. Yeah. You know, hopefully it's a better way, but it's definitely a dangerous highway. Yeah. Anyone else like to speak for one of the committees?
Mayor? I'd ask the administration for some information regarding some of the enforced insurance policies that the district, the borough has in place as we come to the year end. Just kind of getting an inventory of that as we look towards next year and looking at various RFPs, professionals, and all that. So, I want to make sure that we have that information as we deliberate. On various appointments next year, so that's in the works.
All right, that's great. Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
Mayor, Mayor, from administration purposes, if everyone was watching the news today, there was a big story of the government, federal government, relieving a lot of federal disaster relief loans from Sandy. And basically all these communities all around us were completely forgiven from their loans, so they don't have to pay them back. We wanted to confirm that Seabright's on that list, and we just wanted to confirm what the story was. And we were reminded, which we knew, we just wanted to make sure there's nothing else outstanding. We actually, because of our excellent administration and our the people who have been monitoring Sandy loans for us, we were actually forgiven 3 years ago. So we don't have any loans. So if anyone asks you, hey, was Seabright forgiven in this latest round, you know the answer is that we're actually all forgiven 3 years ago. So we owe no money, that's why we're not on this. And that was helpful for
us.
Yeah, it was big news today, because like Atlantic Highlands and Highlands, they were, their mayors were all over the place, they're crowing about it. Because we're Seabright, we were ahead of the game, of course.
Yeah, thanks for noting the mark.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good to know. All right, anyone else have any updates?
I don't remember, Kevin. It was a lot of money, but I don't know how much it would have gotten. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah. It was a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money came in to see right at the time. I know that.
It was the full amount.
Yeah.
It was 100% of
what? It was 100%, right. There was nothing left. And that's what I was clarifying today, just to make sure there was nothing left over and there was nothing left over.
Yeah, the correct number is everything, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thanks for everybody who came out. It was a very brief public meeting. The next, we're going to break for executive session. Then when we come back, we're going to break for under litigation, and then we're going to adjourn the meeting afterwards. So this is essentially the end of the public portion. Thanks again for dialing in or showing up. And with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to enter the closed session?
So moved.
All right, thanks. Council members Berzal?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
I'll abstain on that, Mayor, based upon the fact that I previously had a conflict in that discussion. I no longer do, but in the interest of consistency, I will continue to abstain on that matter.
All right, understood. Thanks. All right, thanks again for everybody who came to tonight's meeting. And aside from that, once the room's clear, we'll see you with executive.